listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. It could happen again, a possible partial government shutdown in less than a week. But House Republicans have unveiled a new plan.
Speaker Mike Johnson released a two-step CR, or continuing resolution, that would extend funding through January 19th and again February 2nd. It would be contingent on passing certain long-term appropriations bills by then. The package does not include funding for Israel, Ukraine, or the border. Johnson said it's a necessary bill to allow Republicans to fight for conservative priorities. House Democrats are still reviewing the measure, but the White House called it an unserious proposal. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
The war between Israel and Hamas is now in a fifth week. The BBC's Paul Adams says there's a plan to move some vulnerable patients at hospitals to somewhere safer out of Gaza.
The Israelis seem to be recognizing that the situation surrounding Shifa and some of the other hospitals is unsustainable, that the danger to gravely wounded and ill patients inside is simply too great. So we are seeing now this Israeli announcement that they will assist in the evacuation of a number of small babies from the Shifa hospital to what they describe as a safer hospital. We don't know where that is.
A Tampa Bay police officer badly injured in an ambush this week is now out of the hospital. CBS's Peter King.
Deputy Manny Santos was wheeled out of Tampa General with his left leg in a brace and a big smile on his face.
The chances of me being here obviously were pretty slim to none for a second.
He still faces several surgeries on his leg, and Hillsborough Sheriff's Corporal Carlos Brito's injuries were more serious, and he's already had two surgeries. The man accused of running them over on purpose faces several counts of attempted murder.
President Biden is set to meet with China's Xi Jinping on Wednesday at a summit in San Francisco. CBS News San Francisco's Dalin is talking to locals who are, well, not so crazy about it.
Alexandra Alvear lives in one of the several senior housing complexes across from Moscone Center.
I don't think I'll be able to go out, really. I've been stocking up.
Like Alexandra, many seniors tell me they've rescheduled doctor's appointments and are preparing the week like a pandemic lockdown.
Gotham FC, this year's National Women's Soccer League champs, and Megan Rapinoe, who was on the other team, exited her final professional game with an injury, as heard on CBS Sports.
Just super proud of my whole career and really thankful for all that it's given me and for how long I've been able to play.
It's Gotham FC's first championship win. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools are...
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Time now for the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Rob, we have a sextet in the studio tonight. Now put your keys back in your pocket. This Madison-based jazz ensemble is fronted by vocalist Helen Feast. And let me tell you, Rob, size matters. From an intimate duet all the way to a groovy sextet, this band represents the same musical fabric in each of their forms. They are known simply as Feastet. Formed in 2021, the Feastet blended arranged jazz classics and originals and paid tribute to the sounds and stories that withstand the test of time. And tonight, performing tonight live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, is Helen Feast and her band, the Feastet. Helen and the boys in the band, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, before our listeners get a little randy and start breaking into a sweat, without using any dirty words, what exactly is a sextet?
A sextet is jazz terminology for a six-piece band. So sex is six.
So it's just that simple.
That simple.
All right. Now that the elephant's out of the room, let's learn a little bit about you and your band, the Feastet. First, let's get to know you, Helen Feast. Tell us about how you got started in music and what led you to love jazz.
Sure. How I got started in music and how I led to how I found jazz are two separate stories. But
okay.
I started gigging around Madison at 15 years old. So mostly those bands were rock, blues rock, Doors and Led Zeppelin covers. So it wasn't until later in college when I was studying voice that I sort of discovered jazz and fell in love with jazz.
When you played with some of those early bands then, was that just vocals or do you play other instruments?
Nope, I'm not a musician, just a vocalist.
And what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Well, they definitely were very supportive. I didn't inherit any musical talents or skills.